Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, hey, hey. Good evening, Keen. How we doing? How we doing? We got a show for you tonight. The moon is waxing. The whalers are wailing. The prospects of La Bamba dropping into Portlandistan has got the noosphere buzzing. The light line is humming. And yes, we're drumming up a storm here as we contemplate the morrow and how we're going to welcome our chief of this once great nation. And it's still a great nation, but we're just at an impasse, and we're going to get through that. So we wanted to kick this off with some salutation to those sovereign citizens who are aware of their privileges as such. And we are very much looking forward to Mr. President Obama's speech and support and inspiring insight that's going to be had in supporting the campaign, which was referred to by the progressives as the Stump Campaign for Governor Kitzhaber. And I hope I pronounced that right, no disrespect intended with that. So yeah, we're going to kick this off, and again, Bud Strider on the line, welcome, welcome. I am doing my damnedest to upload a very special track, a very, very special track, which is called Chains. And this particular piece of music is most befitting as we have entered into the second day of the self-existing moon, and that would be Kalahun Ish in the dream spell wizard's count. That is the white crystal wizard, and the white crystal wizard of a wizard is on the line. He's my perfect occult partner. And again, as I said before, this show is a primer to the release of the dream spell Telekinon Cosmology, which is very much part of the Mystery School or the Invisible College endorsed by the League of Nations back in the day, and well established in the Portland metro scene under the auspice of an urban education art gallery. Imagine that. And that was back in 96, 97, 98, peaking out in 99 with an Earth Wizards Seminary down in Icarquín, Chile, outside of Santiago. And that's where we had the opportunity to embody a very unique social form, what we call galactic culture, living according to the codes of the synchronic order and the 13-moon calendar. And this is the same overlay or time template that we would like to encourage the cannabis-cultured folks to embrace as we ward off the prospect of the cannibalization, corporatization, and all of the other attempts to tax and regulate. Granted, we need some safeguards. Granted, we need some regulation. We're going to get what we need, but let's just put the brakes on DuPont, put the brakes on J.P. Morgan, put the brakes on Madeline Martinez, put the brakes on these megalithic giants to try to copyright and watermark what little was left of cannabis culture. Okay. Well, you've heard it before. You've heard it again. We're raising the bar. It's been a groovy movie of a time at that. Ballot measure speak out segment was released today. And that is now on the wire, five channels, reaching a potential 2.8 million viewers. And with that, they should have a perspective which gives them something else to think about besides what's being promoted by the powers that be, which are by and large unconscious of the way that people receive information and are very aloof about the dynamics of mind, time, and consciousness. And it's true. We are all at the crossroads. And every time the full moon rolls around, there's a part of me that when I'm not in ceremony, when I'm not really in good company, when I'm not in my best of life, when I'm not really surfing the waves of that magnetism and that dynamic feminine ump, that G-force and everything that has to offer me in the right headspace, then I tell you, a little part of me dies. So until we get back to where we once belong, we are all at the crossroads. And so being there, we're going to try to make light. plus one from the very project back in the day, James Schroeder, Jordan Rezaad. That's off of the Trophy Wives album. And the track is called Chains. So bringing into perspective here this evening's blogcast, well, thank you all again for tuning in and giving us your undivided attention. Keywords and tags to tonight's show. Of course, the La Bamba tour with President Obama. The smartass in me is still at odds with Osama and Obama, and this this elusive ghost of a terrorist who, you know, we are hunting down in caves over there. And so knowing that there really is no such war or terrorism or war on drugs, I mean, another illusion is really just coming to light, and we want to make it okay for those animals who are still dominating the Earth's resources. I hope that you guys will hear this podcast and put your guns down and relax into the Wellness Collective, and we're going to celebrate the victory and the end of the war on drugs, which is at hand. And in so doing, volunteers that are understaffed, underemployed, are still going the distance to support and to represent and plug into to tasks at hand. And of course, they're Legal Shield riders because they're on the line with this year's vote, this year's election, and they're going to need a lot of common sense from you organic rangers out there. So please consider supporting your petitioners and your fellow advocates. And you'll have to pardon me, folks, because I'm here at Rudy's Pizza, and they're about ready to close her down. And we're going to do our best so that the background noise doesn't conflict with the voice here. And yeah, we're going to put Rudy and his partner on the wire, and they're going to have a chance to say hi, and that'll be in the very near future as I stretch for my notes here. Okay, well, again, thank you for your patience with all this. This is a new start attempt to reaching out and really tightening up my trip. And in so doing, I want to draw your attention to the recent edition of Just Out with Chi-Chi and Chonga on the cover, a couple of cutesy clowns. And I was really digging what Marty Davis, the editor, said about this year's election. And it's a very well-written article. And considering the poor endorsements and the shady journalism of the Willamette Week and other charlatan sympathizers, she writes that the 2010 elections begin at home. Lest one attempt to shrug off the importance of the rapidly approaching 2010 election, let me share a recently received text from the folks behind the fella currently in the White House. From Organizing for America came this message: the 2010 elections will determine whether President Obama can continue to move our country forward. That's why he's in Portland, because he knows that Oregon leads the country in moving us forward. And he knows that the creativity and the community, or the city of Portland and its outlying societies and so on and so forth, that we here are the most dynamic, proactive group of peoples to participate in our country's future. He's obviously interested in Measure 74. He's interested, of course, in the governor's race, but I can assure you that all change that is to come about, that is profound, that is comprehensive enough to address the issues at large, can only come from the grassroots up. It's not going to come from the crown down. So know that those on the top will be last and the ones on the bottom will be first. And we know that. And that's why they're giving us a hard time in participating with what life has to offer. Well, the tables have turned, gentlemen. And whoa, no pressure here. Simply put, the future of America lies in the hands and the wallets of American voters, or so it seems. As an invested participant in the electoral process, are you prepared to make the right voting choices? Have you checked out your voter's pamphlet? Are you working with your partner to understand what's in it? And if so, or if not, then just focus on what you can wrap your mind around and get to know that before casting your vote. We say yes on 74, no on 75, and there's good reason for that. There are actually sympathetic causes or symbiotic causes to Native peoples, to folk culture. And if you'd like to explore that, you're welcome to pick my head at 503-505-6952, or you can always call the number on the website to check in with me. And I do entertain callers on occasion, so feel free to do that. We're going to have callers coming in tonight to do just that. And, oh, goodness gracious, here are my notes. There we are. Okay, so back to this endorsement. It's a very, like I said, well-written piece of literature that basically puts the responsibility of this year's vote back into the hands of those players who are participating. And they refuse to endorse any measures this year because Just Out is understaffed and their budget restraints require them to take another approach. I underlined a few things here. One of the best ways to evaluate candidates is by attending or watching debates and community-sponsored forums. Unfortunately for Oregon voters, the airways and hallways have been largely silent. As the two men vying for leadership of our state have been, save for one debate, unable to arrange their schedules and dispositions in such a manner as to be in the same place at the same time, but both are asking for our votes. And that is just the sign of the time. Yes, indeed, the sign of the time. And the writing's on the wall with that. We're seeing that kind of elusiveness amongst heads within this movement and within politics in general. You know, people having a real conflict of interest with what's in their mind's eye or within their subliminal psyche, and would encourage you to take responsibility for that and retreat into a deeper understanding. The newspaper endorsements have traditionally played a strong role in directing the voting path of the electorate. In their heyday, large daily papers could make or break a candidate by giving or withholding an endorsement. Many small papers serving niche markets make endorsements based on the unique cultural, economic, and geographical needs of their readerships. The 28-year history of Just Out endorsements, when offered, were based on a candidate's record of service towards and with the political needs of the GLBT community. That said, Just Out is not making endorsements for the 2010 general election. The reason is simple, and it goes into the staffing and so on and so forth. What I'd like to draw your attention to is that it says here that that making endorsements is not like putting together your fantasy football team, or in our case, the fantasy cast for Project Runaway. Endorsements are a tool for swaying voters in our election process. It has a powerful impact on our city, our region, our state, and our nation. This process should never be undertaken lightly. Never. So, on that note, know that we don't take this lightly either. and realize I have to tighten up my trip and my ship as I reach out like I am. And it will be a time in the very near future where I can focus 110% of my energy and effort in the quality of my outreach and the broadcast realization that comes about with a great deal of insight and consequently responsibility. So I really appreciate it and have a lot of respect for anybody putting their head on the line. And nobody knows it like me. So what we're going to do now at this point is we're going to have our co-hosts are going to drop in, and it's going to be Rudy and his partner, and we're going to flesh them out. Like I said, we are at the pizza parlor off of Powell, and this is our first attempt to entertain callers, and we have here as a switchboard for doing so, and they're going to call in now. We're going to have a discussion just like people do. And we're going to give out that pin number will be, let's see, try 141283. Testing. Yeah, 141283. So Rudy's Pizzeria recently hosted their first cardholders meeting, which is really quite bold for people who are coming into the OMMP cannabis culture and the what I call the sensi scene. And if you can bear with us, we're bringing in the two co-hosts here. Did that work for you? Okay. We've got a let's see. (347) 934-0427 is the call-in number. You got that? Okay. Okay. I apologize. Go with 347-934-0427. So yes, indeed, the Thunderbirds are gathering tomorrow at 11th and Hawthorne. That'll be the core volunteer crew that will meet at about noon to get a focus on the visitation of Mr. Obama, and he will be out with flyers and so on and so forth, and we're going to just hold for a moment as we get against 934-0427. Yes, sir. That's it. Okay. And again, test driving this trip, and you guys are so good that you would hang on the line to finish out this this broadcast. And in so doing, we've got our first caller on the line, and we're waiting for us. Say, there we are. Okay. So now, welcome aboard 1 and 2. Let's see. Let's do that. Can you guys hear me? You can hear me from there, but I can't hear you on the line. No, I can hear you from across the way, let me see about, goodness gracious, we might have to recycle the segment, but it's okay, because here we are, we're at Rudy's restaurant, and it's a pizzeria, and it's a vegan, it's an all-vegan pizzeria. And again, just dropping in on the fly, and how you guys doing? You with me?
Great.
Right on. We have Rudy and Celeste, and Rudy and Celeste are a couple who take care of business here at Rudy's Pizza, and you guys just had your first cardholders meeting.
Correct.
And that went well. Did you guys was it a casual? Did you feel at ease with it?
Yeah, it went great.
About 25 people. That's not bad for your first BN. That's cool. That's cool. Tell me a little bit about the vegan pizzeria. You don't hear that very often.
Oh, yeah. We got vegan pizza. So basically, we have a vegan cheese. It's called Gaia. And it's made for two different vegans. And then our crust is always vegan. And, the most popular one is vegetarian. Vegan cheese. It's really popular. And then we also do a gluten-free
Yeah. You know, that flour for folks is not always the best staple food, and so it's definitely an attractive way of going. I would think that you guys would be really successful with that type of recipe or that type of menu. How long have you been doing it?
The vegan we've been doing just shortly, about a month. But we've always done a vegan without the vegan cheese. We just got the great vegan cheese, the diet is actually great results with it. But we've been doing the gluten-free for about 6 months, and that's really popular too. We also carry soy cheese for people that prefer soy.
Okay. Dynamite. Well, thank you for that, Rudy. And Celeste, where can we find you guys? Where are you at? 60 seconds now. Okay, and you got takeout, and you got all of that. Anything else that you got a website or anything, or a phone number? Okay, well, there you have it. 2x2 doing the do, plus one on the line. Want to thank you guys for going the distance, and we're test driving the view and refining it at that. We want to encourage you guys to become cardholders in the near future and rock the vote. Yes for 74, which is the door. Thanks for joining me. Yeah, thanks for putting up with all of this. Hey, y'all, love and light and everything. Look forward to you dropping in the near future. If you've got some insight, let's hear what you've got to say, okay? All right. Love and light. Good night.